Listen, Daddy-O, I really need you to listen this up. I want to know what you think of Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. So what you need to do, you need to send me a message through Gmail. It's jimboyd7@gmail.com, and give me some ideas. Give me what your thoughts are. Give me your likes. And if you have something you want to say that maybe I won't like to hear, it's okay. You know, send it in and let me know. Well, we're going to go to another song here. It's called Bye Bye Love. Now, I'm sure that many remember that song back in 57. It's best known in a debut recording by the Everly Brothers. The song reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard pop charts and number 1 on the Cash Box. Now, the Everly Brothers version also enjoyed major success as a country song, reaching number 1 in the spring of 57. And in 1998, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Many musicians rave over the beginning guitar work in this song. It's really unforgettable. So you really need to listen to the beginning of this song and how the guitar strokes bring into the singing. It's very unusual. And now the Everly Brothers, their first big hit, Bye Bye Love.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye, romance that might have been. Gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the is it true with me? Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye.
Had to run right into that song because it's very unusual. Susie Q was a huge rockabilly hit back in 57 by a guy named Dale Hawkins. It was a commercial success and became a classic in the early rock and roll, being recorded by many other performers over the years, and I think that many of you remember the later hits of Susie Q. Dale cut Susie Q at a radio station called KWKH, and it was in Shreveport. The song captured the spirit of Louisiana, and that's for all you Louisianians out there that are listening today. It featured the guitar work of James Burton, who later worked with Elvis Presley and Ricky Nelson. Susie Q peaked number 7 on the charts and number 27 on the Hot 100. Yeah, it was a different song. It sure was at that.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, so here's some trivia on the Twilight Zone. It ran from 1959 to 1964. It was 6 years. And of course, the host was Rod Sterling of the Twilight Zone. And you might think you're in the Twilight Zone here today, since we're going back to 1957, but I want you to know you're not. You're here having a great time on Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. Let's go to Paul Anka. Now, Paul Anka and his song Diana was written by Paul, and it was recorded in May of 1957 in New York City. He stated in his autobiography that the song was inspired by a girl named, of course, Diana, whom he had met at his church and community events and had developed a crush on her. I think many of you guys have had these crushes on certain ladies in your life. Well, Paul's original 1957 recording reached number 1 for 2 weeks on the Billboard charts and number 2 on Top 100 chart. Now, Diana is one of the best-selling singles ever by a Canadian recording artist. He followed up with 4 other songs that hit the top 20 in 58. It's Time to Cry, which was number 4, All of a Sudden My Heart Sings, number 15, and many other songs. He became one of the biggest teen idols at 17 years of age. So we're going to go right into a beautiful song by Paul Anka. Oh, I got to say something about this guy, because you really need to know this. He wrote the song It Doesn't Matter Anymore, and that was a Buddy Holly song, and it has a tragic irony about it now, and we'll talk about that later, but at least it will help after Buddy Holly's family, because this is what Paul said he was going to do. I'm going to give my composer's royalty to his widow. It's the least I can do. Paul Anka, at 82 years of age, is still performing, and you can see him in person not too far from here on March 8th at the Ruth Eckerd Hall, right there in Clearwater, Florida. So I'm going to repeat that for you, just in case you want to head over there and see that. Again, it's March 8th at the Ruth Eckerd Hall in Clearwater, Florida. Here's Diana.
Told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds.
Chase Herron State Farm is your friendly neighborhood insurance agent right here in Fairhope, just south of Publix on 181. At Chase Herron State Farm, they take pride in serving the wonderful people of Fairhope for all their insurance needs. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, they've got you covered with a personalized touch. Call, text, or visit them today, where customer service and community care come first. Chase Herron State Farm, your trusted neighbor for protection and peace of mind at 21611 Highway 181, just south of the new Publix. 929-2020. That's 929-2020. You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. We're going to go right into a guy that needs a lot of loving here. This is a song by American rockabilly singer Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps. Last week, when we spotlighted hits from 1956, we played two of Gene's hits back-to-back. It was Bebopalula, remember that one, and Woman Love. He then hit the charts again in 57 with A Lot of Lovin', or Lot of Lovin'. The song was recorded at Capitol Studios in Los Angeles and released on a 45 with Wear My Ring on the back, which was co-written by the one and only Bobby Darin. Gene Vincent performed the song on his first appearance on a TV show, American Bandstand, hosted by no other than Dick Clark. It reached number 7 on the U.S. R&B chart and 13 on the U.S. pop chart. So now we got to get him in there because he does need a lot of loving.
Well, I want a lot of hugging. So baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your loving, yes sirree. I bet I want a lot of hugging. I bet I want a lot of kissing. So baby, please proceed to give the love I need. I want your loving, yes indeed. Well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give out with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want your loving, baby, all the time. I bet I want a lot of loving. I bet I want a lot of kissing. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better run. Well, I want you, I love you, I need you so much. Why don't you give up with that magic touch? You send me, you thrill me, baby, you're so fine. I want you loving, baby, all the time. I bet I want a lot of loving. I bet I want a lot of hugging. So baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you better rock. Well, I want a lot of loving. Well, I want a lot of hugging. But baby, don't forget, I'm gonna get you, yeah. I want your loving, oh, you bet. Well, I need your loving, oh, you bet. Well, I want your loving, oh, you bet. Well, I need your loving, oh, you bet. Well, I want your loving, oh, you bet.
All right, brothers and sisters. We're going to go right into a great group called the Diamonds. Now, you know, later on, as they were performing during the doo-wop shows on public television that some of you probably, you know, watched to see the old-timers getting up there and performing, they called them the Fabulous Diamonds. So I like to refer to them as the Fabulous Diamonds. They were a Canadian group. Big Step was an audition in Cleveland, Ohio, by radio disc jockey Bill Randall, who aided their success and helped other groups such as the Crew Cuts that were quite popular as well back in 57. The Diamonds' biggest hits in 57 were Little Darlin', written by Maurice Williams, and Maurice had written so many songs from many artists in the 50s, and The Stroll in 57 to 58 as an original song written for the group by Clyde Otis. Now, I got to tell you about these Diamonds because they're still out there. In fact, they're going to be performing at the Tribby Arts Center in Fort Myers, Florida on February 22nd. So now you know where they're going to be. You probably need to make arrangements at the Tribby Arts Center in Fort Myers, Florida for February 22nd. And now, my little darling.
But no, Ella, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head, you're up. Oh, 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 I was wrong. To try. That my lover was just for you.
Violation section 4938, vehicle code.
Holy smokes, Beaver. You got a ticket.
Sure guess so.
Boy, you're in big trouble.
Couldn't we just tear it up?
No, the police would come and get you.
I could lock myself up and hide under the bed.
Now, that's no good. They just kick the door down like they do on television.
The man said I should show it to my parents, the guardian.
Yeah, you better take it right down and give it to Dad.
Yeah. Well, Leave It to Beaver was a big hit show, you have to admit that. And of course, Wally was already trying to lead his little brother and letting him know that he's getting into trouble with his poor dad. So Dad's got... Now, this show ran for 6 years. That's a pretty long time. It began in 1957 and ran for a big 6 years. And as a child, it was one of my favorites because at that time, I was only 10 years old. I was just a little guy. Well, we're going to get right to another song. This is by Danny and the Juniors. And the reason I want to bring this up, they were American doo-wop and rock and roll vocal group. They were very, very popular. Now, I got to say something that the other day when I did my show last week in 1956, a guy and his beautiful wife and their little dog came by the studio, and Mark was in here with me, and he waved at him, and he came in, and he said that he really liked the show, and he started talking about something that ties right into this song. And he starts talking about, do you remember, and I'm not going to tell you his name, but we'll just say it's Mike, and if that name rings a bell to you, Mike, he was on a couple talk shows here, and so Mike, I appreciate you and your lovely wife coming by, but he started talking about those days when the sock hops were very, very popular. And the boys and girls, the teenagers, would go to either the gymnasium at the high school and sometimes the armory. They would have it at the armory, and they would take off their shoes and they would just dance and have fun with their socks on. And I understand that it's sort of coming back. I heard that kids are doing that again. So here's the song, At the Hop.
So when you're chicken at the hop, do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Come on,
let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing and you can groove and you can really start to move it at the hop.
Let's go strolling.
Come, let's go stroll across the floor. Come, let's go stroll across the floor. Now turn around, baby, let's go. There's my love strolling in the Let's go slowly by the candy store.
And this is Debbie Reynolds with Tammy from Tammy and the Bachelor.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy. Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
This is WABF, Mobile, Fairhope. Great music and memories.
Well, I want to say you've been listening to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. We really appreciate you being here today. I want to say God bless to everyone that's been listening in. And again, send me your information. Let me know what you think and give me some suggestions. Again, it's jimboyd7@gmail.com. So we appreciate you being here. God bless you all and have a great evening. I want to here he is. He's come back, this crazy chicken of mine that hangs around the studio that gives me a hard time. So we'll have to tell him goodbye also, and want you to join us again next week right here on WABF 1480, right on AM on your dial. So catch you later. God bless.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show, brought to you by Chase Heron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert in Fairhope. WABF Mobile Fairhope.